This is TWiT.
Wait a minute. PowerPoint is being replaced?
No.
No? That's what? Well, what is this?
A lot of people would love that.
What is sway?
Careful.
They would.
What is sway?
Sway. Yep. Sway. Very odd.
Sway.
New product name, right?
Well, obviously it makes sways. Why do you even have to ask?
I know. Sway is a new presentation app that Microsoft announced last week, too. It kind of got overshadowed a bit by the Windows 10 stuff. But it's the first fully brand new Office app that they've had in quite a while, actually. And it came out of some of the work that the OneNote team had been doing and the Office Labs team had been doing. But it's still somewhat different. It was a product that was codenamed Remix, which was something we heard about a long time ago. And it's going to let you... If you're a real noob designer like me, someone who, like, PowerPoint design is very challenging
by the way,
for
like
you.
Any normal person, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some people, well, you're really good at making PowerPoint presentations. I am terrible
actually,
at it.
No, I'm not. But
I think you're pretty good. Okay. Anyway, it's going to let you flow in text and images, and it'll give you options for, hey, do you like this design or that design? Do you want to highlight this image? And it does the work for you with like a machine learning type service. So you just say, here's the images I want. I want to arrange them in some appealing, graphically appealing way. And I just want you to do the work. And the app does it for you, which is pretty cool. So they're going to come out with it as both a web app that you can use through your different browsers like Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. And then they're also going to create... mobile applications. So there's going to be, starting with iOS, there's going to be a Sway app for your phone that will let you look at these things they call sways when you create them, which is kind of odd, on your phone. So you can share it with people.
Because we call Word docs words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you do call PowerPoints PowerPoints.
We shouldn't, but... Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. It's like you can share sways and have things called My Sways. And the good part to me is you don't have to have the app to see these things if you use the web app.
So it's
if
somebody HTML5 sends you or is it
a link,
it is HTML5.
It is HTML5. So if somebody sends you a link to a sway, you can see it without having to go get an app or have
a player app even if you just have a modern browser.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, so we haven't tried it yet because you have to sign up for the preview and then you get invited into the preview. And so far, neither of us have been invited into the preview yet.
I'm expecting this any moment now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks pretty interesting, actually. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know about this. But then I'm thinking, you know, if you go on a trip and you want to share your pictures with family or friends and you just want to, like, not have to send them everybody emails or send them links to your OneDrive and... like have them try to figure out how to get into that. It's just, hey, I can have my words and my pictures arrange themselves in a graphically pleasing way and they can just click on the link and see what I want to show them. I think it's okay.
The other thing that's, there's a lot of actually interesting things about this, but the sway you create is not like this thing. It's not like a file. You can't save it to your hard drive and then share it offline or something. It's literally a dynamic thing that lives up in the cloud. It's in Azure. It looks different depending on the type of device you look at it on, and you can recreate it at any time to have a different style. And so if you look at it on a tablet or a PC, it's got this kind of a, you know, landscape presentation as you would expect. But if you look at it on an iPhone or a Windows phone or any kind of smartphone, it's got a, you know, a portrait orientation. And so it's the same basic design, but the creation of it is handled dynamically. So it's not it's not like a file or a container or whatever of any kind. It's like this dynamic.
Sounds very modern. Web app. Like the way documents should be, really.
Well, right. So it's sort of, in other words, some people say, well, why don't they just add this to PowerPoint? Why not just, you know?
Because.
And the idea is we're trying, or not we, you know, the idea is Microsoft's idea is they're trying to, rethink this in this mobile first, cloud first world. Right. You know that
it's completely cross-platform
without any of this backwards compatibility stuff holding us back. If we were going to restart with this type of thing now, what might this look like?
It's funny how you know. I on Triangulation on Monday we had Phil Libin, the CEO of Evernote, And he said, we're going to look back and say the app era was just kind of like the CD-ROM era. It was just a, you know, kind of an aberration. Yeah. And he said, we're going to something beyond that. I said, well, what is it? And it sounds like we're kind of getting back to web apps, but even less apps, and not file-centric or app-centric, but just kind of task-centric. This sounds like something very modern.
It's new. Like, in other words, when you look at Word online, it is a web-based version of Word. It's in the web. It's in the cloud.
But it's still Word.
It's very familiar as what this thing was back, something that they used to ship on floppy disks, by the way. I mean, it's a...
Right.
It's but just a new way of distributing.
Sway is not
something different,
just
yes.
rendering PowerPoint in HTML. This is more than that. It's right. thinking differently about what you're trying to do
the whole
with the
thing.
Data, the workflow, and all that.
I sort of, I had a briefing about this before it was released, and as Michael Atala was describing it, I said, I actually asked him not to show me the product for a moment. I wanted to conceptualize what he was saying, because to me what it sounded like was Nokia Storyteller or the Google Plus Photos feature where you can make a story, right?
And they're pushing it as a mobile as much as anything else, right?
Yeah.
Here's a guy using Sway at the aquarium to make a presentation for his students with his phone.
And it's not always about photos, by the way, although, you know, visual is better, obviously, on the web. But it's a mixture of photos and text into this. What you're seeing now on screen, if you can see it, is lots of text and videos. You know, it's so not a document, right?
Right.
I mean, even though
exactly.
you could take a document and present it in a brand new way.
Well, and some people might say, oh, this is just a web page designer. It's not that either.
No, it's not like the future of blogging. It's not, you know, the future of PowerPoint. It's not a lot of things because it's easy to fall. Like, it's hard to know anything without knowing, you know, you have to compare it to something you understand because it's, and it's hard because it's not exactly the same.
You know, it's great. They're showing it on Windows. They're showing it on an iPad. I think he was using an iPhone. I mean, this is an Adela thing.
Right.
And it uses Azure, right? So that's, there's Twitter. Yeah.
It's hosted in Azure. It's free. Yeah. I mean, for now, I will see if that changes.
I'm going to sign up. This looks really cool.
Yeah. It looks interesting.
It's not document-centric exactly. It's more like content-centric. I don't know. You're right. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. It is hard to explain, and it's hard to, like, categorize it, right? Like, is it a presentation app? Is it – and the other thing is, you know, they're mostly showing consumer applications, but it's very much a business thing, too. Yeah. Like, you could use it for brochures and website design. Even
information needs to be communicated in business. Dashboards for the exec, you know, reports. It seems like there's a lot of applications for this.
By the way, I think it was the way it was sold internally, if I remember the story correctly, was they showed this to Bill Gates, and what they had done was they had taken the Gates Foundation's annual report. They turned it into a Sway.
There you go.
And he was like, yep, okay, I get it. Like, this is a really neat way to do this.
And that was Ray Ozzie, and now look what he's happened to him now. Yeah. It does feel like a little Aussie-ish. I'm going to request an invite because I like this. You think if I do my Outlook address, I'm more likely to get it? Nah. They don't care anymore.
The first mobile version is going to be on iPhone.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's cool. It's sway.com. They even have the domain name.